So the Raptors will get the regular season going against the Atlanta Hawks tonight. James Johnson of the Toronto Raptors joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. James, thanks so much for doing this.
No, no problem. Thanks for having me.
A little different tone, a little different expectations for this Raptors team than the first group of Raptors you were with. I think it's safe to say. What is the biggest difference you've noticed in your return to this team?
Just growth. You know, we added different pieces. Everybody's buying into Dwayne Casey's system, and you know, it was successful. We seen it was able to be successful, and I think it's just more confidence in the guys to buy in and be ready to play hard for each other.
You played against these guys last year. What was the difference between this team last year and the team that you played for, the Raptors team? Were they just more tougher?
I mean, I believe they were definitely tougher, you know, but at the same time, I think the plays that they're running, you know, same plays as last year, or added on a couple of more plays as well, more oiled machine than it was last year, and you see where they were able to go. You know, most of it was heart and determination, and you have a group of guys who just want to win, but now we're adding in the mental aspect of the game along with the toughness and the pride of wanting to win. And it just makes it easier and more fun to play that way.
Are the Raptors players aware, do you think, of what the expectations are on them in this city?
You know, I think we all do, but at the same time, we got a job to take care of, and we just want to play one game at a time. You know, we know our fan base is crazy, and we're excited to play in front of them, and we're excited to have them. But at the same time, we gotta continue what we're doing and don't buy into too much of that where we can get big heads or mm-hmm. too much. We don't have that same grit that we had last year.
Your development as a basketball player and as a person has been well documented. I mean, you have said you're a different guy now than you were here originally with the Raptors. And I was talking to Matt Devlin just a couple of minutes ago on the show, and I said, you know, one of the things that you strike me as being is you strike me as being the type of guy who knows what he has to do now to be successful on a very good team. Now, there's a difference between doing that on a team that's, you know, kind of under scuffling for a playoff spot or may not be that good compared to a team that a lot of people think could win the division. Are you just more comfortable now with who you are as a basketball player, and is that the reason that it allows you to fit in with a real good team?
I think a little bit of that, but at the same time, though, it's you know, I was on a real good team with a lot of good vets last year with Memphis, and you know what I was able to do down there, you know, gave me a lot of confidence, you know, rebuilding, starting in the D League, finding my winner back, and doing things I have to do. On the court and off the court to be successful, you know, really, really helped me out. But last year, as a total, coming in with Memphis and going to the playoffs again and seeing what kind of heart they had and what kind of expectations they had for me, you know, just different roles for different teams. And this role asks for something different, or this team asks for a different role that I'm willing to buy in.
Did you learn a lot from watching a guy like Tony Allen?
Man, I learned a ton from him, but not only him, you know, just his heart, but, you know, Tayshaun Prince, I learned a lot about how just being in the right position could make everything easier and take a lot of energy off of you, even though you're mm-hmm. an energy guy, you know, just being in the right spot. So, like I said, I had a lot of good vets last year that I really learned a lot from and, you know, still talk to these guys and still try to develop more winning habits.
What do you think, James, for you will constitute a good season?
Man, I just want it to be an injury-free season, and then from then on out, it'll be good. You know, I want just team goals. I don't want no individual goals for anybody on our team.
Mm-hmm. You're focused on the team as a whole and on where you guys are in the standing.
Right. Just how are we going? What we're going to do and how we're going to do it to be successful and go further than what they did last year.
James Johnson of the Raptors joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. It's been obviously an interesting offseason around the NBA, especially in the East. The Miami Heat have been broken up a little bit. I mean, certainly LeBron is in Cleveland now, and you know, Miami still has Bosch and Wade. I mean, they're still a force to be reckoned with. But, James, is there a sense, do you think, not just among the Raptors players, but among the players in the East in general, that this conference may be a little more open? Not to take anything away from Cleveland. Cleveland is a good team. Cleveland will probably be the favorites in most people's mind. But is there a sense of, among players in the East that this conference might be a little more open than we've seen in recent years?
I can't speak for other teams. I can just speak from ours. And I know we don't care who wearing the jerseys on the other team or who we're playing on the other team. We expect to win, and we think we can win every game, you know, with our guys, leaders like Grievous and Lowry and DeMar. You know, they really buy into everything we're doing. And when they can have a team, including myself, believe in us and believe in we can win every game, then we're not worried about what other guys are on other teams. We're more worried about ourselves.